太太跟孩子都没能来，因为他们都生病了，感冒了。
Josiah got sick, then Mama got sick, then Eli got sick.
先是 Josiah 生病了，然后感冒传染给妈妈，然后小儿子也生病了。
And then I felt great about myself. I said, I must have one strong immune system.
然后牧师就很得意，他觉得我身体还挺不错的，免疫力很强嘛，没传染到。结果呢？
And then I got knocked off my high horse, and now I'm sick.
然后这个Pastor Andrew 也生病了。
But the message of God must go forth no matter what.
但是无论如何，主的信息必须要传扬出去。
So it's really good to see you all.
所以今天很高兴看到大家。
It's been a while since I've been back. Last week was my first week back.
他上个星期才回来。
I missed you.
我很想念大家。
And I have a message in my heart this morning that I believe God placed there, for me and for you.
牧师心里他觉得神给了他一个信息，是给他自己，也是给我们教会每一位的。
The title of the message is God provides nutriment in the valley.
这个信息就是神在幽谷里也满足我们的需要。
Nutriment means nutrition.
这个满足我们的需要，在幽谷中的需要就是我们需要的营养。
And my wife Jamie was asking, why would you choose the word nutriment?
今天他的太太曾经问他说，为什么你用这个词，用营养这个词呢？
And I just like the word.
我就是喜欢营养这个词。
I think it sticks more if I don't, you know, it's not an everyday word that we use, and I think...It kind of sticks, nutriment, nutrition.
但是这个词呢，平时不是每天都用的，但是他觉得这个词很合适，就是好像营养，我们需要的营养一样。
So by a show of hands, how many people like mountains?
大家谁喜欢爬山的，喜欢高山的？
It's probably a strange question, especially here in Florida, where everything is flat.
我们在佛罗里达一马平川，所以我们问这个问题可能有点奇怪。
There's no mountains in Florida.
我们这根本就没有山啊。
Just ant hills, and that's about it.
看到的可能就是蚂蚁堆、蚂蚁山。
But growing up in upstate New York, I grew very fond of mountains.
但是我是在纽约上州长大的，我们那边有很多山，我很喜欢山。
The countryside that I grew up in, a part of the Appalachians.
我生长的那一块地方是阿帕拉契亚山。
And my wife Jamie and I, early on our dating,
我的太太跟我在刚开始我们约会的时候
，we were just thrilled to go hiking together.
我们就每次去爬山的时候就是特别开心。
And often we would climb the mountains in the Adirondacks.
我们那时候就经常是在爬周围的山。
Now the Adirondacks consist of 6 million acres of forest. 6 million.
他们爬的那座山呢，有600万英亩的森林。
With over 2,000 mountains.
而且有大概2000座山头。
And there's 40 high peaks.
而且中间有40座山都是很高的。
Now a high peak is a mountain that's over 4,000 feet in height.
还有什么是比较算是比较高的山？超过4000英尺的，就是比较属于比较高的山头。
Amen. So I met my wife on September 28th.
他跟他太太见面是在9月28号。
2010.
2010年
And I was so excited to propose to her.
他对太太求婚，他觉得特别激动。
But I figured patience is a virtue, so I had to wait a few months.
但是当时他觉得还是要有耐心。
But I really,
这是一个美德，所以他等了几个月才求婚。
I really wanted to climb a mountain and propose to her.
但是他牧师特别想要在爬山的时候在山顶上向他求婚。
I figured she'd be stuck up there. She'd have to say yes.
反正在山顶上他没处可去，所以只能接受求婚了。
But it was a long winter, and it was cold, and it was snowy, and it was icy.
但他们选中的爬山的那天又是有大风大雪，很冷的。
But on our 8th month anniversary,
但是他们相识的第八个月
I planned for us to go hiking and climb Mount Cascade.
牧师就做了一个计划，他准备爬那个山叫 Cascade 的那个山，一直爬到山顶上向。
So we travel north about two and a half hours.
他们开车往北边开了2个多小时。
And we get out of our vehicle and begin to climb the ascent of this mountain.
然后他们就从车里出来，就开始往山上爬。
And there's ice all over the mountain. It's melting.
满山都是冰，而且那个开始雪已经开始化了。
There's lions everywhere.
满山都是大狮子。
Squirrels, chipmunks, no lions.
其实看到的就是松鼠和花栗鼠了。
Little salamanders. It was cute.
很可爱的一些小动物，他们。
Well, you know, it was kind of dangerous, I guess. I like.
但是还是很危险的，爬那么高的山。
So after a while, we finally get to the top of the mountain.
他们爬了好一阵，终于爬到山顶上去了。
And the view up there is incredible.
哦，山顶的那个风景实在太美了。
360 degrees of green forest.
你满眼看过去，360度都是绿绿的森林。
Mountain tops and valleys, lakes and streams.
你所看到的就是山顶、山头啊，还有这个山谷上满的森林，都是绿绿的覆盖的森林。
Yeah, beautiful.
美极了，
so nice.
实在是美极了。
There was a huge boulder on top of this mountain.
这个山顶上有一个特别大的一块岩石。
And that was the highest point.
那是那个山顶最高的一个点。
And there's people all around because it's a nice day and people are hiking.
那天天气不错，所以很多人在那爬山，所以这个大石头周围有很多人。
So we walk over and we get on top of this mountain, or on top of the boulder.
我们就绕着这个石头爬，一直爬到石头最顶上。
And I'm like, this is a perfect spot to propose.
然后我心里盘算，这是求婚最佳地点。
That poor woman.
觉得太太好可怜啊。<laughs> So
I have a camera with me.
他手里拿，悄悄地拿了一个相机。
And I tell my wife, well, Jamie, at the time, I said, wait here, I'm going to ask this young lady to take a picture of us.
他说他对当时的那个还没成为太太的女朋友说，你在这等着，我请人帮我们照张相。
So I walk over to the edge of the massive boulder, which was pretty huge, and I said, excuse me, can you come here, please?
然后我就让他在这个石头中间坐着，我到石头边缘去请一个人帮我们照相。
And I said, can you take our photo?
你能帮我们照张相吗？
She says, yes.
她说当然了。
So I reach in my pocket.
And I
go to hand her the camera. And I say, I'm going to propose. And she turned white. So I hand her the camera. I tell her I'm going to propose. And I walk over to Jamie. And I reach in my pocket. And I go to kneel down. And I knelt on the sharpest rock in the Adirondack Park.
他当时跪在一块大石头上，好硬哦，硌硌得慌。
6 million acres in this park, and I knelt on the sharpest rock.
他说这个山有600万英亩的这个山头，怎么我就跪在最硬的一块、最尖利的一块石头上？
So not only am I in pain, but I'm nervous.
我当时不只是膝盖疼啊，我心里头紧张的不行。
And she starts choking up already. She's got her hands on her face.
然后女朋友当时已经激动的就哭起来了。
So now I have the box out. I'm in pain. I'm nervous, and I can't get the box open.
她手里把戒指装戒指的盒子拿出来，可是腿又疼，然后心里又紧张，这盒子都打不开。
Finally, I get the box open.
她终于把那个戒指盒打开了。
She knocks the ring out of my hand, says no.
啊，按着我的手说不行，不嫁。
And I fell down the mountainside.
然后我就从山上掉下来了。
No, I'm playing.
当然不是这样。
Thankfully, she said yes.
她很激动，她说我愿意。
And we were so excited. It was a mountaintop experience.
我们那天实在太激动了，那是山顶上的一个最佳体验。
We were on top of the mountain.
我们是在山顶上。
Emotionally, physically, spiritually.
无论是我们的情感上，我们的这个情绪上、灵命上，都是在山顶。
It was wonderful.
那实在是很美的体验。
On the way back down, because we had to travel back to the car.
我们还得回来到车上去。
Man, it rained like crazy.
回来的时候，路上开始下起瓢泼大雨。
We had pictures, and we're both soaked.
我们那天照的相，整个人都淋得湿透了。
From head to toe. But it was wonderful still.
但是实在是个很美的体验。
But see, on the mountaintop, it was barren.
你知道，在山顶上其实一般没有什么树。
There wasn't much plant life up there.
在山顶上，因为海拔很高，所以没有什么植物。
It was too high. There wasn't enough soil. There was a lot of rocks.
山顶上都是石头，也没有土，所以这植被没法生长。
And that's but if you looked around 360 degrees.
但是你在山顶上往四周去看，360度，你看到。
You would see these luscious valleys filled with all kinds of vegetations and green and beautiful lakes and rivers.
但是你看到的这山谷里都是。 郁郁葱葱的森林，还有一些遍布的湖泊。
You can almost imagine all the animal life that's frolicking down there.
你都可以去想象一下，这些碧绿的森林里面那些小动物该多开心。
It's because the nutriment is found in the valley.
因为这个营养素、营养都是集中在山谷里面的。
See, I believe that all of God's people sooner or later will experience the valley.
我相信神的子民。 不管是早或早或晚，他都会体验山谷里的生活。
David was just a shepherd's boy in Bethlehem.
大卫曾经也就是在伯利恒放羊的一个小牧童。
So he was out there tending sheep.
所以他就在那山谷里坐着，在那看。
Slinging his hand, stone in his pocket.
他手里拿着他的弹弓。
I wonder if he shot the sheep. What do you think? He might have, right? I mean,
如果他拿着弹弓射,
just a boy.
他是个小男孩嘛，有时候淘气一点。他要是拿着弹弓射他的羊子，会觉得怎么样？
He was bored. I mean, he probably got a stick, and there was probably rocks on the ground, and he found a hole, and he probably hit the rock into the hole.
他说大卫是个小男孩，可能会觉得挺无聊的，他所以有时候拿着石头像打高尔夫似的，给他朝着洞里打过去。
That's actually the history of golf. That's how.
所以高尔夫就是被发明了。
And then out of nowhere, the prophet comes to him and says, I anoint you king of Israel.
结果突然有一天呢，就是有一个先知过来就说，我要高立你做以色列的王。
Just put yourself in his shoes. Just
a 你想象一下，你是大卫，你会怎么反应？
A shepherd boy tending sheep, slingshot and stones, rocks and sticks, and all of a sudden anointed the king of Israel.
你是个小牧童，一天就是在玩泥巴、玩石头、拿弹弓。结果突然有一天先知过来说你以后会是以色列的王。
Talk about a mountaintop experience.
你想象一下你这时候这个感觉是不是像在山顶上一样的。
So eventually we know the story.
我们都知道大卫的故事。
Goliath is taunting the armies of Israel.
这哥利亚在威胁以色列的军队。
And here comes this boy.
然后这个大卫这个小牧童就
来了。And he slays the giants of Israel.
他拿着他的弹弓把这个大巨人居然给打死了。
And he begins to make a name for himself.
然后他就变得很有名。
And the people start singing, Saul has killed his thousands.
然后以色列的百姓就开始唱了，大卫是扫罗杀死千万。
But David is tens of thousands.
但是大卫杀死万万。
Man, he was climbing the ranks quickly.
他在这个地位上他爬得很快。
But see, God had a plan.
但是神对他有个计划。
In David's life, they had to take some time before he could become king.
但是所以大卫的生命之中，他也需要经历有一些经历才能成为国王。
And an evil spirit came to taunt Saul.
但是恶灵邪灵开始缠绕这个扫罗王。
And he grew mad, crazy, and began to hunt down David.
扫罗王就开始变得就很容易生气，很易怒，而且对大卫怀恨在心。
And David's running for his life.
所以大卫就开始到处逃避躲藏，来为了救他自己的命。
Crossing rivers.Hiding in caves.
他就是藏在山洞里，每次也需要渡河。
Some scholars believe upwards of 2 decades, 20 years running from this, from a crazy king who's got the power to kill you.
有些圣经学者认为大卫这样躲躲藏藏过了有20年。
So here he was, anointed the king of Israel, began to experience some kind of success, but God had another plan, and He had to put him into the valley for refinement.
我们看看大卫的生活，他刚刚被放在山顶上，因为他以后要成为以色列被高立的王，结果突然一下他就生命跌入谷底。好像就一下他这些声名全都不见了。
And I believe it's in the valley where David learned and was refined to become the king of Israel.
我相信他是在这山谷里得到他所需要的营养，以后成为以色列的王。
So he finally becomes king.
所以大卫后来最终成为了以色列的国王。
And he's doing well. He's successful at this point.
他在这个时候他是非常成功的一个国王。
He's a man of war and he's winning battle after battle.
他是很会打仗的人，所以他一场一场战役都赢了。
And the Bible says that he's a man after God's own heart.
所以这圣经上说他是合神心意的人。
But something happens.
但是又发生了一件什么事情。
He slipped.
他摔了一跤。
He let his guard down and he began to lust after another man's wife.
他的心理上放松了，结果他开始追求一个有夫之妇。
So he takes this woman for himself.
他把这个拔示巴这个女人据为己有。
And then he kills her husband.
然后他把这个女人的丈夫给杀了。
And for 1 year, he lives like this, and he thinks that there's no issues, no problem at all.
大概一年之久，他是这样生活，他也觉得没什么问题啊，生活中也没什么。
Until a prophet comes to him and says, "Hey, you know what? You're guilty."
结果有一天呢，一个先知来到他这边，跟他讲，你。
And then David realizes his mistake and repents.
然后大卫意识到自己犯了罪，他开始悔改。
But every decision has a consequence.
但是每一个决定都是有一个结果的。
And that decision came back to haunt him.
但是他所做的这个结果，这个。这个决定
his baby died.
来开始就反映出他这个做的这件事情的后果，他的孩子，他跟拔示巴的孩子死了。
And decades later, his son Absalom.
大概十多年以后，他的大儿子亚沙龙
wanted his throne.
想要夺取他的王位。
So Absalom began to gather some of the men of Israel.
所以亚沙龙就开始召集以色列的一些人
to chase after David.
开始追赶他的父亲。
Every decision has a consequence.
每一个决定都有一个后果要承担。
So we can see where David was placed in the valley at first, probably for refinement so that he could have the character to become king, followed by David's decisions put him in the valley, which was a punishment through suffering.
我们看到起初神把大卫放在谷底是为了让他得到营养能够成长为以色列的王。之后呢，他又一次跌到谷底，是因为他做了一些决定，犯了一些错误，承受后果。
If you look in 2 Samuel quickly, I'll just, you don't have to turn there. I'm just going to sum it up for you.
我们很快的看一看撒母耳记下。
2 Samuel 17, verse 24.
第十七章，撒母耳记下第十七章。
Says, then David came to Mahanaim, and Absalom passed over Jordan, he and all the men of Israel with him.
大卫到了马哈念，亚沙龙和跟随他的以色列人也都过了约旦河。第二十四节。
So David is in this place called Menahem, and they have a heart for David. And in verse 28, the Bible says, they brought beds and basins, earthen vessels and wheat, barley and flour, parched corn and beans, lentils and parched pulse.
我们看到大卫到了马哈念，马哈念的人对大卫还是很尊崇的，所以他们给大卫带来了被褥、盆碗、瓦器、小麦、大麦、麦豆、麦面、炒谷、豆子、红豆，各种各样的食物。
29, and honey and butter and sheep and cheese of kine.
第二十九章，蜂蜜、奶油、绵羊、奶饼，供给大卫和跟随他的人吃。
For David and for the people that were with him to eat, for they said, the people is hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness.
他们说，民在旷野必饥渴困乏了。
Amen. So many scholars believe that David penned Psalm 23 during this experience.
有的圣经学者相信说是大卫经过这次经历之后，他才写下了诗篇二十三篇。
The Bible says in Psalm 23, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil."
诗篇二十三篇说，尽管即使我行过死荫的幽谷，我不怕遭害。
For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
See, the table that was prepared before him,
我们看到这里，人们就为他摆设筵席。
Is the fruit that you can find in the valley.
这是你们在山谷里可以看到的树上的结的一些果子。
So even if you are going through dark times and hardships,
所以尽管我们有时候会经历过生命中黑暗的时期，经历困难。
Even if the cliffs seem so high on both sides and there's no way to scale them,
即使在山谷两旁你看到的悬崖都是又高又陡峭，你根本爬不上去。
Even if you're treading through swamps that's so deep and you feel like you're sinking,
即使你是在这沼泽地里面穿行，你感觉自己就是在沉，一步一步沉下去。
If you're in the valley this morning, God will still prepare a table for you.
如果今天早上你就在幽谷之中，神仍然是为你预备筵席。
Full of nutrition.
而且这个筵席是充满了你需要的营养。
So again, all of God's children will experience the valley at some time.
神的子民，神的儿女都会在生命之中某个时期经历这样的谷底的生活。
Just think about the apostles Paul, Peter, and John.
就想一想这些使徒们，保罗、彼得和约翰。
Paul was shipwrecked, beaten, stoned, imprisoned.
保罗曾经经历过很多的困难，经历船难，他也被打，他甚至在坐过监狱。
According to church history and tradition, Peter was crucified upside down.
我们根据这个教会的历史来研究来看，彼得死的时候是倒钉十字架而死。
And the apostle John was tarred and sent to the Isle of Patmos to serve a prison sentence.
我们知道这个约翰是老使徒，他是最后被流放到拔摩海岛，跟着度过一生。
So we're going to experience the valley.
我们也会经历谷底的生活。
But God's going to give us strength to get through it. Amen?
但是神会给我们力量来度过这段谷底的生活。
So we might ask ourselves, okay, what else is the valley for?
我们可能要问问我们自己，这个谷底的生活还有什么目的吗？
And the Bible says that the valley is for discipline.
这个圣经上说，我们的谷底是为了受神的管教。
Please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12.
我们来翻希伯来书第十二节。
Verses 5 through 11.
第五到第十一节，希伯来书。希伯来书第十二章。希伯来书十二章五到十一节。
Verse 5. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all ye are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he, God, for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby.
我们一起来念第五节到十一节。 你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，但你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所受的，你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。再者，我们曾有生生的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？生生的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经练过的人结出了平安的果子，就是义。
Amen.
Amen.
Can you interpret that for me? No, I'm playing.
Amen. 就是我们同意这样的话。
And I'm going to read quickly for you Proverbs verse 3, 11 through 12. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth.
然后牧师又念的是箴言里的一些话，就是神所爱的儿子他才管教。
So the valley is for discipline according to these scriptures.
所以照着这些圣经的经节来看呢，这个谷底的生活也是为了管教我们。
And I came across some excellent, phenomenal, I think, personally, definitions of discipline.
我对于管教这个词啊，我发现了一个很好的解释。
Discipline is learning that molds character and enforces correct behavior.
管教就是呢，就是来塑造你的，你学习的一个过程，能够塑造你的性格，能够品性，而且能够来让你能够，有正确的行为。
To discipline a person or a group means to put them in a state of good order so that they function in the way intended.
去管教一个人或者是一群人，目的就是能够让他们能够有一个很好的一个秩序，一个纪律，这样的话他们能够照着所要求的去做。
So you were perfect when God created man.
当神造人的时候，人是完美的。
And God created us for a purpose.
而且神造我们是有一个目的的。
And because of sin and because of the fall, we've moved away from that purpose.
但是由于我们的罪和堕落，我们就从神所造我们的目的就偏离开了。
So discipline brings us back to function the way that we were intended.
所以管教就是让我们回到那条路上，能够重新能够实现神造我们的目的。
Another definition reads, loving and corrective training that leads to maturity and responsibility on the part of those who experience it.
管教的另外一个定义就是你用你的爱和你正确的方式去教育这个孩子，教育这个人，让他能够成熟，而且能够负责任。
So discipline brings maturity.
所以管教可以让人成熟。
God disciplines his people through his word, through their experiences, and through punishment.
神是用他的言语，用他的话语，用他的这个，还有我们自己的经历来，或者神对我们的惩罚来管教我们。
So that they may live in ways pleasing to him.
这样的话我们才能够活出神，能够讨神喜悦的生活。
At the college, President Steller gave a message Friday on discipline, actually. And he was talking about that when we're going through these situations, a lot of times we think, what is God doing to me?
我们在学校里星期五的时候，我们学校里有一个信息，实际上也是讲关于管教的。我们在经历这些神被神管教的时候，我们常常想，为什么这些事发生在我身上呢？
But it shouldn't be what is God doing to me, it should be what is God doing for me.
我们想要问的问题并不是神究竟在我身上在做什么，而是神要为我做什么。
What can I learn from this experience? What vegetation, what fruit can I eat and gain and grow?
在这个经历之中我能学到什么呢？我需要什么样的营养能让我自己能够成长呢？
Well, let's be honest. How many people like discipline?
我想问问大家，诚实一点，你们谁喜欢被管教？
Youth group, do you guys like when your parents have to discipline?
年轻人，你们喜欢被父母管教吗？
It's not pleasant, right?
这的确被管教不是一个很舒服的这个感受。
Yeah, but you know something? There's a way to avoid it.
你知道吗？有一个办法可以避免被管教。
We can avoid the discipline of God.
我们也可以避免被神管教。
To a certain degree.
在某种程度上。
And we can avoid the discipline of our parents.
我们也可以避免被我们的父母管教。
Or the leadership at church.
或者是我们也可以避免被教会的牧者。
Hopefully the law.
或者甚至不被法律来管教。
Through self-discipline.
我们怎么做呢？我们就是自己管教自己，能够
自制。First Corinthians 9:24.
我们看一看这个哥林多前书第九章。 第二十二节。
9:24-27.
哥林多前书第九章二十四节到二十七节。
It says, Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may attain. And every man that strives for the mastery is temperance in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself shall become a castaway.
我们来一起读《哥林多前书》第九章二十四到二十七节。岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。凡教力争胜的，诸事都有节制。他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的，我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
Then if you quickly turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
如果我们很快地翻到哥林多前书第十一章，往后翻一页，
verses 31 and 32,
第31到32节。
For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world.
我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。我们受审的时候，乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。
So all those scriptures confirm that God disciplines those he loves. He gives us discipline for refinement to produce righteousness. And if we discipline ourselves through prayer, throughfellowship, through coming to church, through fasting, it hopefully will help us to avoid the painful discipline of God.
因为神这上面所有的这我们读过的经节都告诉我们说，神是管教他所爱的人，而且给在这种管教之中让我们有营养，能够成长。但是呢，如果我们能够自己先分辨自己，能够通过我们的祷告，我们来教会查经，我们跟弟兄姐妹的这种团契，我们能够有自制，能够自己来管教自己的话，我们可能会避免一些神的管教。
But it's tough. It's not easy. If you can relate it to some form of martial arts, it takes discipline and it takes years to master that form of martial arts.
但是我们自我管教是很难的一个过程，就像我们练武术要练很多年才能够成为一个很棒的一个武术家，并不是一蹴而就的事情。
So Thomas A. Kempis, who was a Christian philosopher theologian, he said, "No conflict is so severe as his who labors to subdue himself. No conflict is so severe as his who labors to subdue himself."
就一个著名的一个圣经学家，一个哲学家是这样说的。他说，所有的冲突没有一个像我们能够自我约束的时候那么严重，因为我们管教自己是最难的。
The Bible talks about mortifying the deeds of the flesh.
这个圣经上也讲到我们在肉身上我们怎么管教自己。
It means to put to death the vices that keep you bound.
就像保罗说攻克己身。
And that's our job. That's the discipline. That's the self-discipline that we need as children of God to make sure that we can avoid or experience a shortened, valued experience.
就像这个圣经上也是讲的这个攻克己身叫身服我，就是我们肉身的这些缺点这些缺陷能够让我们自己来克服。
So God provides nutriment in the valley.
所以神在谷底给我们提供
营养。I have personally experienced a few valleys in my life.
我的一生之中，我也曾经经历过一些谷底的生活。
I've kind of been in a valley for the last four or five months.
在过去的四五个月之中，实际上我也是在经历谷底的生活。
But I've come across some valuable lessons.
但是我这段谷底的生活让我学到了很有价值的功课。
I've picked some fruit off some trees that I'd love to share with you today.
在我这个谷底之中，我也从树上摘下一些很有营养的果子来吃了，让我有成长。我也很希望把这些经验跟大家分享。
The Bible says that God humbles those who exalt themselves.
圣经上说，那些神是让那些自我骄傲的人能够让他们谦卑下来。
Matthew 23:12 says this: "And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted."
这个马太福音之中也是这样说：神让那些自高的人降卑，神让而反而升高那些自我。
See, there's many ways that we exalt ourselves. Sometimes we exalt ourselves by just not being obedient to the word of God.
我们有时候自己觉得自以为意、自高，觉得自高自大。但是神常常是我们这样做是因为不服从神。
Sometimes we exalt ourselves by saying, "You know what? I'm going to do the work of the Lord." When in reality, it's I'm going to let God do the work of the Lord through me.
有时候我们很自高自大，我们说我要去做神的工，可实际上我们心里想的是我们要神要通过我来做他的工。
And at the very core, at the very center of pride, of exalting yourself is pride.
我们这种自高自大的这个中心啊，实际上就是我们自我的骄傲。
Thomas Shepard, the founder of Harvard,
哈佛大学的这个奠基人
had an experience.
他有那么一个经验。
It says one midnight, towards the end of his life, Shepard was found lying on his face with a copy of the New England Gazette crushed in his hands.
New England Gazette?
What is that? It's a newspaper.
New England Gazette, okay.
Yep.
他说这个哈佛的奠基人他叫 Thomas Shepard, 他的生命在最终快要结束的时候，有一天晚上午夜了，已经有人发现他手里拿着当地的一个新英格兰的报纸。
The reason was afterwards known.
就他当时躺在地上，手里抱着这个脸冲着地，手里拿着这份报纸。后来人们才发现。
So Shepard wrote a sermon and he sent it to the editors of the New England Gazette.
后来人们发现是因为他写了一篇讲道的稿子，他把这个稿子发给了当时这个新英格兰报纸的这个编辑。
At the same time, his friend also did the same thing.
他的同时呢，他的朋友也做了同样的事。
And they were both published.
他们这个两篇。His friend also has a sermon.
Yeah.
他的朋友也有准备了一篇讲稿，两篇讲稿都在报纸上发表了。
And his friend's sermon was more eloquent and better, and in better English than his.
他的朋友的这篇讲稿啊，比他写的更流利，而且道理可能也讲的更透彻，所以 比他的写的好。
This is the founder of Harvard.
这个人，这个 Shepard 这个人可是哈佛大学的奠基人。
And his friend outshined him.
他的朋友这回居然比他强。
It says here that midnight's paper contained an especially beautiful sermon of T.H. So Shepard, he tried not to read it at first. Then he turns to prayer and attempts to read it and falls on his face, just like at the Garden of Gethsemane.
然后他就开始他最后他通过他的祷告他终于克制了自己这个心里头这个苦读他开始读读完以后他这些脸伏于地就好像耶稣在克西马尼园低头这样伏在地上祷告一样
And he wrote in a diary
他在他的日记里
November 10th 1642
他说1642年11月10号他的日记这样写
I kept a private fast to see the full of the gospel to see the full glory of the gospel and the conquest of my remaining pride of heart
他说我在偷偷的在进行一次禁食来要祷告他是想要看到神的荣光而且呢他要想要能够克服征服自己内心的骄傲
So here's a man who was very well accomplished and established and he knew that there was still pride in his heart
我们所看到的这个 Shepard 这个人他是哈佛大学的奠基人在当时已经是非常有名的一个人物但是他内心他仍然要征服自己的骄傲
So he decides to take on the self-discipline of fasting so that way he could see the glory of God and remove that pride remove that ailment from his heart.
所以通过这件小事他自己就开始偷偷的在做禁食祷告他希望能够看到神的荣光能够除去自己内心这些骄傲的东西。
So the Bible says if you exalt yourself, God will humble you, but if you humble yourself, God will exalt you in due time.
我们圣经上马太福音是这么说神要降卑那些自高的人那些自己卑微的人神要升高他们。
I also learned in the valley that we're to live each day as if it were our last.
而且我在谷底的这个生活经验也告诉我，我们生每一天，我们都要像我们生命之中的最后一天一样去过去珍惜。
The Bible says that on our best day we are but vanity.
圣经上说，我们在即使在我们最好的日子，我们也不过是虚空而已。
You could spend your entire life training for the Olympics.
你可以一辈子都为了参加奥林匹克竞赛去进行训练。
Make it and win gold.
而且你终于参加了奥林匹克的比赛，而且你得到了金牌。
And on your best day, you're still but vanity.
但是即使是在这样子你最好的日子你也不过是虚空而已。
Bible says that we are nothing and that tomorrow is not promised.
圣经说我们什么都不是我们的明天都没有人告诉我们明天会是什么样。
When I say tomorrow is not promised, at least in understanding of the scriptures, it doesn't actually say tomorrow is not promised, but tomorrow is not promised for any of us.
他说我们中间每一个人我们都不能保证明天我们还能在这里。
So we're to live each day as if it's our last with excellence, do everything unto the glory of God. Because no matter what we do in this life,
所以每天我们过日子都应该把这天好像我们生命之中最后一天一样去过把每一件事情都尽我们能力做到最好。
There's going to come a time where we stand before God.
因为有一天我们会站在神的面前。
And he's going to judge our acts.
他会来审判我们的行为。
And you know what? I can preach the gospel for myself.
我可以跟大家讲道，我可以把这个道理讲给我自己听。
A man could preach the gospel for his own glory.
这个我讲道也可能就是为了我完全有可能我这样讲道是为了我自己的荣耀。
He could spend his life saving souls and ministering to the saints.
也可以有一个人说一辈子都在传福音，都在那去拯救灵魂。
But if his motive is not right,
但是如果他的动机不纯。
If your motive is not right for the things that you do,
如果你做一件事情，你的动机不对。
It's but vanity.
那所有一切都是虚空。
It amounts to nothing.
但最后的结果是什么都没有。
So don't exalt yourself because God will bring you low. Live each day as if it's your last.
所以每一天不要自高，你就让因为神会把自高的人降卑，而且每一天都好像你是一生之中最后一天那样过。
And you know something, we should live for others.
你知道吗？我们还需要为别人而活。
We should live for each other.
我们要为彼此而活。
We should love each other and show mercy and kindness and grace.
而且彼此相爱，能够对彼此能够用慈悲和爱去对待。
That's exactly what Jesus did.
这就是耶稣所做的一切。
He gave up his home and eternity.
神他放弃，耶稣放弃了他在天堂之中的尊贵地位，放弃了他的永生。
He put on human garb.
他穿上了我们人的肉身。
And he walked this earth as a servant.
而且他是在这个地上走的时候，他像一个仆人一样。
God in the flesh washed the feet of his disciples.
道成肉身的神居然给他的门徒洗脚。
And that should be our example. That should be our heart's motive.
这就是我们所应该去学习的榜样，也应该是我们心里的动机。
But probably the choicest, most important piece of nutrients that I found.In the valley.
而我在这谷底生活之中，我发现最重要的、最富有营养的一部分是
is to be fully surrendered to God.
是向神完全降服。
There's nothing greater than full surrendering, than fully surrendering your life to Jesus Christ.
你把你的一生完完全全向神降服，没有这比这个更重要的事。
If Jesus is the answer for the world, which He is, then full surrender is the application.
如果神是这个世界这个一切问题的答案，那么他的确也是的。那么我们要能够得到这个答案的目的方式，就是我们要完全的降服。
I look at it like this: if the Bible is filled with the ingredients,
如果这个圣经上所给我们提供的是我们需要的一切营养。
If you have cake mix in your cupboard,
如果你在家里头你要做蛋糕的那个你需要把那个蛋糕搅起来的那个搅拌器。
It's not doing any good until you add the eggs and the milk and whatever else.
你那个搅拌器如果不用，它就一点用也没有。如果除非是你要做蛋糕的时候，把鸡蛋呀、面粉啊、黄油啊全都放进去搅起来。
But if you start putting those ingredients together and put it into the oven.
但是如果你把这些所有的这些材料都搅起来以后放到你的烤箱里。
Man, you got a nice, delicious pie or cake.
但是最后烤出来的是那么好吃的一个蛋糕或者馅饼。
You know, something you can actually enjoy and consume.
而且你就可以去好好的享受它去吃。
And that's full surrender to God.
这就是我们向神完全降服。
When you fully surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ, He gives you a power and an anointing to do His will.
如果你完完全全向神降服，神会给你力量，能够也给你能够高摩你，让你能做他想要你做的事。
It's not just about becoming a Christian.
这并不是说仅仅成为一个基督徒就够了。
Amen. Thank God, we're saved from hell and we're going to heaven because of Jesus Christ.
我们感谢主，他是因为耶稣基督，我们得救，而且我们不用下地狱，我们会上天堂。
But God leaves us here for a purpose.
但是神让我们这样是有一个目的的。
And it's our job to ask God what that purpose is.
我们的目的，我们的任务是要向神问我究竟神你知道你的目的是什么。
And then to walk every day step by step with the Lord Jesus Christ.
每一天一步一步都要跟主同行。
There are a lot of people in this world who have prematurely left and gone home to be with God.
我们这个世上有很多人都在到天堂的时候他其实还没有完全成长，没有
完全成熟。And I firmly believe that if they fully surrendered to Jesus Christ, they'd still be here today.
我相信那些完完全全向神降服的人，我们有些人也是完完全全向神降服。
A surrendered life is important.
把自己的生命完完全全降服给神是非常重要的。
So I just want to encourage you this morning, if you're in the valley.
我想要鼓励大家，如果你在谷底的话。
There's a way where you can actually learn to enjoy it.
你在谷底的生活，你也可以想办法，有一个方式可以让你能够享受这个生活。
Man, fellowship with God, fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，跟神和跟圣灵有一个很好的一个团契关系。
And I just want to encourage you, no matter what you're going through, God will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies.
我想要鼓励大家的是，无论你经历的是什么，神都会在你面前准备筵席，在你的敌人面前为你准备筵席。
Whether you're on the mountaintop, kneeling on sharp rocks,
无论你在山顶上跪在一个尖利的石头上
，or if you're in the valley fighting bears and tigers,
还是你在山谷，在这个谷底跟这些老虎跟狮子们搏斗
，trust and believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is with you.
信靠顺服，
and that he'll,
耶稣基督跟你同在。
And that he will carry you every step of the way.
他会在每一步上都带着你同行。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。